Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Unbelievable news that we have woken up to a very, very significant event, and one that might very well change the course of this war. We are joined this morning by Grant de Graaf. He's the director of the Legacy Project. Grant, good morning. Are you trying to process things just the way we are?
Well, quite incredible. We have announcements from Hamas and IRGC, the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, that Israel has eliminated Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh. And, he is the foremost leader, together with Sinwar, of Hamas. So this actual elimination is quite significant, and in whatever way, it's certainly going to change the course of the war, for better or for worse. I mean, Haniyeh was eliminated at 2 a.m. This morning, together with one of his guards. And Musa Abu Mazouk, a senior member of Hamas's political bureau, has warned that the elimination of Haniyeh will not pass in silence. So, as you can imagine, all embassies and everyone is on high alert for repercussions. In fact, there is some activity in the north right now. So, this is obviously of significant consequence. Now, Haniyeh was a political leader, a senior political leader in Hamas, and he was visiting Iran for the swearing-in of the new Iranian president. He normally resides in Qatar, and three of Haniyeh's sons were actually killed earlier this year in April, and his sister was eliminated last month. Now, his Gaza-based residence was being used as a terrorist infrastructure, and that was hit in November as well. So, quite significant, there are obviously going to be significant consequences to this.
It's, of course, also very relevant, I think, that it took place in Tehran and not in Qatar. Do you think that this was deliberate?
Well, it was an opportunity. I think that Israel intelligence, if they were responsible for it, and seeming that is the case, then they would have seen this as an opportunity, because Qatar is much more guarded. It's almost impossible at this stage anyway, I think, to eliminate. I mean, it's obviously impossible, but probably not politically correct to actually eliminate in Qatar, whereas in Iran, obviously, that's a target. So they saw this as an opportunity. He came in there, and they did what they had to do. Now, he actually started his career in the 2000s, when he was actually he was involved with politics on the West Bank,
mm-hmm.
part of the Fatah faction, and he fell out with Fatah, and he then took prominence with Hamas. And he was seen, him and Sinwar were often at conflict in terms of the way to pursue things. He was seen as much more of a pacifist rather than Sinwar, who actually was more of an eagle, a hawk.
Mm.
So, he often was criticized for not being in touch with the issues that were going on in Gaza. But, I think at the end of the day, he obviously played a significant role in the development and actual strategy of Hamas, and this is going to be a significant blow in terms of what they will do next. Having taken this huge blow to the gut, which is obviously going to change things within Hamas significantly. Now, just having said that as well, Hamas is under extreme pressure, according to U.S. intelligence, in terms of coming to a deal, a ceasefire, and obviously that's has been resisted up until now. But whether this will change things or not, we're not exactly sure.
Wow, it is just incredible that this has finally happened. What do we know now about the leadership of Hamas?
Well, everything, like, I mean, obviously Sinwar's in the tunnels or out of the loop to a large extent. I mean, he's obviously updated with progress, but I don't see him as someone who's actually managing the day-to-day functioning of Hamas. So, you know, at this stage, I mean, it seems that Hamas is actually, without a leader, really, or without any leadership. So, obviously this is going to be a further negative in terms of which way they are going to go. I mean, because it seems that, all roads are, lead to the elimination of Hamas at this stage.
That's obviously the massive news, but there was also the elimination of the Hezbollah leader yesterday. So within 24 hours, you've had these two significant events. Israel must be on very high alert in terms of even one of these assassinations, let alone both.
Yes, Howard, the IDF did confirm that top Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukar was killed in airstrike in Beirut last night. So that's also a significant dent as well in, a feather in the cap as far as Israel is concerned. And hopefully this will lead to a ceasefire and to further peace. But, I think no one is holding their breath. But at this stage, I think Hezbollah and Hamas significantly impaired by these new events, and it seems that at this stage the IDF or Israel is on a roll, and hopefully leading to better days.
Is this likely, these two eliminations, is this likely to calm the tension with the Druze community following the murder of their of 12 kids, to assist with the hostage families, to show that justice is being sought? What do you think the reaction will be from people who have been so significantly impacted by these events?
Yes, Howard, a step in that direction, most certainly. I think that everyone was looking for this type of reprisal or this type of situation, which would give like some level of, I wouldn't say comfort, but some level of appeasement to the Druze community who were significantly hurt. As you know, the Druze community have been very active in assisting Israel in its fight against terror. They are often leading combatants in the IDF, and certainly these two events, would certainly, I think, go a long way in showing the Druze community that we certainly feel their pain, and that we are doing everything we can to take reprisal for that terrible incident which happened in the north where 12 children were murdered. So I think that certainly is a step in the right direction, but I don't think we're done yet. I think, we have to look at the big picture, and I think that there will be some further activity. There will be further activity before there is calm in the water. So, very positive development, but I think we do have a way to go.
I wonder what impact this will have. I can't imagine the hostage deal could continue considering these events.
We would like to see some type of resolution there, obviously. That's what we look for. And I think there is going to be significant pressure on Hamas to come to a deal. I mean, from all sides, given the circumstances, and I think it certainly just does bring a resolution to the hostage situation more closer to fruition. So, positive development, and hopefully this will work in that favor. But as we've known from the past, I would be reluctant to hold my breath or to make any bets on that actually occurring. But we are hopeful and positive, and I'm sure that there will be further activity in negotiations to facilitate an end to the hostage situation and the release of all the hostages. But as I say, you know, I think that there is a measure of caution which is required, and I don't think we're completely out of the woods just yet.
That's where we leave it. Grant de Graaf, director of the Legacy Project, giving us his reaction to the news that Ismail Haniyeh has been eliminated.